I hereby authorize and direct the Secretary of State to affix the seal of the United States to my proclamation, dated this day and signed by me, and for so doing, this shall be his warrant. Abraham Lincoln, Washington, January 1st, 1863.
You should enlist because the war for the Union, whether men so call it or not, is a war for emancipation.
Therefore I, Abraham Lincoln, President of the United States, by virtue of the power of my... ...actual armed rebellion against authority and government of the United States. Therefore I, Abraham Lincoln, President of the United States, by virtue of the power in me vested as Commander-in-Chief of the Army and Navy of the United States in time of actual armed rebellion against authority and government of the United States, and as a fit and necessary war measure for suppressing said rebellion.
By enlisting in the service of your country at this trial hour and upholding the national flag, you stop the mouths of traducers and win applause even from the lips of ingratitude. Enlist, and you will make this your country in common with all other men, born in the country or out of it.
And by virtue of the power. Held as slaves within said designated states shall be free. And by virtue of the power and for the purpose aforesaid, I do order and declare that all persons held as slaves within said designated states and parts of states are and henceforward shall be free.
Once.
Once let the black man get upon his person the brass letters U.S. Let him get an eagle on his button, and a musket on his shoulder, and bullets in his pocket. And there's no power on earth or under the earth which can deny that he has earned the right of citizenship in the United States.
He received into the armed service of the United States to garrison forts, and I further declare and make known that such persons of suitable condition will be received into the armed service of the United States to garrison forts, positions, stations, and other places, and to man vessels of all sorts in said service.